Yo, 1 2 1 2. What it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
What's good, everybody? This is Chris Fab.
Hi, everybody. It's Chevy.
Hey, this is a very, 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 very special Lace Rhymes episode 100. Here.
Episode Blueface?
Yes, episode Blueface.
Oh, okay. Blueface, well, I guess, baby. I'm Krishan today. You guys are Blueface.
Wow, no, man, but this is very, very monumental, and also to just want to say thank y'all for coming through. Glad to see y'all faces, man. Like, for real, it's been a couple of months. You know, everybody doing their thing though, but I mean, I'm happy that y'all are here and to celebrate this moment.
Yo, thanks for having us.
Oh man, yeah, no problem.
Do what I can for my fans always.
All
they keep me number one.
All two of them.
right. So, but also too, want to give a very special shout out to, you know, Ryan. He couldn't come through, and Nikki though. So I mean, they're holding it down on their end. You know, sending positive love and light to them though. But also too, they made very dope contributions to this show. So I mean, hey man, love all around. 100. 100.
Love you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, like, for real, for real. Man, can't believe it. Here. Just didn't seem not too long ago, to be honest. But, I mean, hey.
Are you chopping them onions already, man?
Yeah, man, trying. I mean,
gotta trying?
Yes,
you want us to cry?
No, I didn't say I want you to cry.
Okay, that's what chopping onions means.
My bad.
Catch up with the cool kid lingo.
Am I too cryptic for it? Okay.
No, not at all, man. But we're here 4 years, and man, what a beginning! What a beginning!
100 episodes, here we are now.
Yes, still with the bullshit. Still with the
paint the picture, bro. When we were shooting in the gym.
Yeah,
we was at the rec at the YMCA. You know.
No, but if we're gonna go back, let's go back prior, before Lace Rhymes, where me and you was actually meeting up and seeing each other at these sneaker meetups and these sneaker drops and stuff. Undefeated days.
Yeah, man, let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. Let's go back. 2013, 2014.
It may have been a little later than that, so maybe like 16, 17.
No, but I did remember seeing you.
You talking about like initially getting acquainted?
Yes, initially.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So yeah, it was about 9-ish years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was just seeing you, like, on social media, and I think that a lot, being that we're like complete millennials, right?
Yes. Yes.
Is that most interactions happen on social media before mm-hmm. they happen in real time?
Yes.
So that happens kind of like with mutual friends. It's like, oh, hey, we see each other, I think, at like Undefeated or something. Or maybe, no, it was a district. No, it was district.
District. Yeah, district. Yeah, district though, but I didn't get acquainted with you till Undefeated, because I remember being you 2014 when I was in line to get the Jordan 1 KOs.
Right.
When that came out that year.
Because I do remember at some point we was at the Wednesday practice up at district. And everybody, I guess background story, me and Steve are both dancers.
Yeah.
Steve breaks and I freestyle.
Yeah, I'm semi-retired.
Get your old having ass.
Yes.
Anywho, I guess back almost 9 years ago.
Four scores and 7 years ago.
Oh, not the four. So I guess, 9 years ago, I had met Steve and Nico. At practice, and we were just shooting the shit, talking about sneakers and shit. And then, some more time elapses? I don't know, whatever. Some more time moves on, right? And I see Steve at, like, Undefeated. And, like, oh, hey, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you like sneakers? I like sneakers. Let's chop it up. And, Steve had initially told me that he wanted to do a podcast type feel, and I guess what they say, the rest is history.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now comes to my
okay,
my girl over here, my dog, Boss Lady Chevay. I remember meeting you at a Christmas party. back
wrong.
In. Yeah.
That is not where we met. We met at Drew's birthday party.
Which one, though?
We were at Rum Bar.
Rum Bar. No, I met you before.
No,
yeah.
You didn't.
Are you sure?
Very positive.
Rum Bar.
What is this Christmas party you're talking about?
I'm talking about the Christmas party at Whitney and T's. So shout out to the Bold and Blend. Super dope podcast. At they old spot in the I want to say,
what year was that?
I want to say it was either 17 or 18. It was one of those. Because I have one of the pictures, though, but I believe it was one of those years, 2017.
I asked you that very specifically because it was 2018, and I know that because that's when I remember I had just started at Cosmo.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So when is Drew's birthday?
September.
When is Christmas?
December.
Okay.
Damn!
Yo.
My bad.
All right.
My bad.
Chevy about to be a new paralegal. That's crazy.
Right.
I mean, you see how I had to walk him to it?
Today.
That's crazy. Nah, hold on. Wait a minute. Nah.
Listen, I remember everything. I think what you're talking about, though, it wasn't a Christmas. Maybe it was New Year's. Was that at the, like, that terrace thing?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Here's how I ended up a part of Lace Rhymes right here. Because what I think you're talking about is it was like a game night or something.
No, that's when I ran into you again at the game night on the strip.
Yes. So Steve was like, I had just started at Cosmo and I had just started working with doing social media. And so he was like, I heard that you're like in marketing or something like that. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, my podcast needs help.
So I sure did, too.
He showed me the Instagram, and I was like, whoo, yes, you guys do need help.
Oh, my God. Chris, that Instagram was bad in our beginnings. It was.
It was pretty
bro,
crazy.
I told you, we was at the Y before we got to the EOS Fitness.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty wild.
It was crazy.
It was pretty wild. So then I came on. I was with you guys for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was down tremendous in the beginning, but
yes,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, shit, here we are now.
Yes, down and out. It was definitely a process, though. I mean, like getting the ideas together, like you know what we wanted to talk about, and just with everything in general, because I want to say around that time when we first started, I want to say a few months after with the whole Drake and Pusha T. War, and that was our first episode when we actually talked about that.
No way, really?
Yes. That was our first episode. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah,
like no sarcasm. That's crazy.
Because I mean, like everybody know, like I can't stand Drake, but I do respect the music. But this guy, on the other hand, he ain't fucking with it at all.
Nah,
at all. So I mean, went from there. First episode, did our second one, and then when we got to our third one, Will had joined the show.
Yeah.
You know, controversy, very, very controversy, you know, when it came to certain topics or, you know, certain things, especially I want to say very, very controversy is one of the controversies was that list that we did. Remember that list, 20 greatest hip-hop albums of all time?
Well, I mean, when it comes to lists, it's all super opinionated. I think that that's inevitable, right? So
yes.
Regardless of what publication or magazine, entity, whatever, creates a list,
uh-huh.
You know it's going to be touchy and people are going to react anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't even remember what made the list controversial to Will anyway.
When we had added Will Smith, Big Willie Styles.
Oh.
Yes.
Nah, I mean, hold on now. We got to give Will Smith his flowers, but man, nah, never mind. I'm going to shut up.
No, man. This is why we're here. Talk your shit. We did argue about a good hot minute about that.
I don't know. I think now as I get older, I kind of realize that, I mean, when you're, to me, when I was younger, I'm like, man, that shit is corny. But like, you get older, you realize like, oh man, that shit actually had some hits. Like, I know people say the same thing for like Nelly, right?
Like, yeah, Country Grammar.
Who says Nelly doesn't have any hits?
Right.
No. I'm not saying he don't have hits. I'm just saying like people don't give cats like Nelly their flowers or Will Smith their flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. RIP Mills Lane, man.
But, oh, you know. Yes, absolutely. What a good clean fight. Celebrity death match all day. RIP. All day, man. What was some of the funny moments that we had together? I think
we've had like, when you had asked me, like, what are some of the funniest moments, is that on the show is that we're very like organic.
Yes.
Right? So I actually had like a hard time remembering some, right? But one of the funniest things that does come to mind is like me and Steve are crazy rambunctious, I guess, in the idea of like we're nerds and we'll also just be like complete childish humor. Yes. So we'll talk about like South Park and then reiterate the references on South Park and just be like, oh, remember the Mecha Streisand?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The brown noise or fucking, what was it? Was that the joint that dude?
Yeah. Couldn't hit the high F note.
The high F note on South Park. Yeah, that joint.
Yes, that one was funny. I think another funny one to me was, I think that was hilarious when we was talking about Kanye. And remember when Ryan walked away? Like, he got up and walked away super mad toward the bathroom, and he's still talking shit from the bathroom.
Was it the apartment?
Yeah, at the apartment.
I could totally see that happening. Like, I don't even remember that happening, but I see that happening.
He was upset, though, but that was funny. That was funny. It was just the fact that he walked away and still talking.
Look, man, out of the previous members of Lace Rhymes that don't like Kanye, and me and Steve, wow, this is going to age like cat milk. But, you know, at that time, we were really big on Kanye.
Yes. No, yes.
At that time.
Now, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We would catch all the flack.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
We made.
I think you guys like to be contrarians on purpose.
No, not on purpose. You think
and
so? Steve.
Especially you.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm very, I try to be very neutral.
No, you and I, we get along very well. This one over here.
No. Steve loves
for the sake of arguing. So whatever side you're on, he's gonna automatically shut the other.
You know I love you, girl.
Steve.
So, for the people that are listening, if you want to learn how to pronounce my name, it's Shuve.
Shu.
Say my name correctly. Thank you so much.
Or Chevy.
Yes, there you go.
Chevy.
Also that. Shuve. Don't call me that. Chris is the last person alive allowed to call me that.
So why he get to do it and I can't? I don't get special privileges.
I'm so
like
sorry.
That.
Because your name. I really wish the camera picked up on this man Steve's jacket. Steve got a 49ers jacket, and his name is Fred. It's one of them. Yeah, I got this joint at the thrift for $2, and it was.
I'll be honest with you. I actually got it from Bring It Back.
I know you did, but in this instance, you know what I'm saying? You go to the thrift shop and be like, "Oh, I got this really fly jacket, but it's missing 5 buttons."
Perfect. Hey, but honestly,
I really didn't know that this whole time that said Fred.
Yeah.
It's
a nigga named Fred that plays on the team, though.
Okay.
Fair. The chance that this man's Fred's jacket is yours is.
Do you guys think Fred is no longer with us?
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
You know how many times I go. Chevy.
Possibly.
Hold on. No, I go to the thrift and think that, but I'm fly for $2. Like at the.
It's either that or Fred's wife. Was leaving him.
Look, listen.
That's one of the two.
Steve don't give a damn about Fred.
No, that's true.
Steve just repping about the 49ers and that's that.
Yeah, faithful to the Bay, baby.
Faithful. No, don't say that. Do not. Chevy, no, hold on. He's right, but also I don't know how you can do that and rep the Dodgers and say you faithful to the Bay. It doesn't work like
that.
Hey,
I got family that live in the Bay, okay?
Faithful to the Bay and rep the rivalry team, Steven.
I don't care. You can do that. There's
no,
people.
You.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's people that you
see,
know.
He loves to just be on the I'm wrong just, side no, of things
just being
for the sake
honest.
Of
y'all see how Steve moves? It's crazy.
Why I don't trust him to this day, y'all.
Oh, my
Steve,
God.
Fred Steve. What city do I ever rep if it's not Vegas? It's SF, right?
Yes, all day.
And those are the only two cat teams, cities I'll ever wear on this cap. Anything. I can't even. We have the Raiders, and I'll never wear Raiders apparel. Anything.
Why? You said it's Vegas. You said you rep Vegas.
But I, Chevy, I also said that I'm also from SF, and all, it's
the Raiders aren't. The Raiders are from Vegas now, so I think it's okay.
No. That's okay. Because it's my rivalry.
Bad. My bad,
Chevy. It's rivalry, okay. And I do this.
It makes sense to you, and I think that's what's more important.
I don't even like sports like that. But I'm just very big on the loyalty. Extra large in the loyalty.
Okay. I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it. I don't get it, but I respect
That's
it.
Fair. This motherfucker blowing smoke.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Question for all y'all. What made y'all fall in love with hip-hop? Like, what was the first hip-hop song y'all ever heard and was just all like, okay, like, this is it. This is my favorite music genre. This is what I want to listen to, like, on and on.
I think the first time that I really, like, fell in love with hip-hop, I guess to start it out, would be, like, my middle school year. It was, like, so I guess to paint the picture, right, middle school was, like, super, like, 50 Cent and G-Unit. Right, but at the turning point for me was like, I remember vividly my homie was telling me like, oh yo, like, this was like 2007, but he was like telling me about like A Tribe Called Quest, and like a lot of the Afrocentric hip hop music at that time, and I guess like on the 180 end of the spectrum of like gangsta rap, G-Unit, Dipset, right? That I just loved A Tribe Called Quest and. Remember the song, like, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
Oh, that's nice.
For me, that was like.
That's good?
Yeah, for me, that was like a moment where, like, oh, wow, we didn't got to talk about the bulletproof vests and the Reebok deals and et cetera, et cetera. But that, even though that was like super, super duper before my time, like, I was like one when that song came out.
Oh, damn.
Well, I mean, what? When did that joint come out? Like, 90. Or 95 or some shit.
Now you were one. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Sorry.
Let's respect them on here.
Sorry.
Okay, Sherry, what do you think? Or I'm sorry, when did you fall in love with hip hop?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the first rap song I ever heard.
So the very first time you fell in love with hip hop was the first.
I feel like that's what I remember the most when you asked me that. Like, that's what popped in my head when you asked me that question, right? Is the very first. I don't know that I've fallen in love with hip hop the same way you guys have, but I do think it was like put on my radar when I heard this song.
Okay.
So like I grew up in like a super strict Christian household. We used to have dance parties to like Kirk Franklin, you know, like we weren't listening to what everybody else was listening to. But yeah. I remember in middle school, I went to my friend's house. And her mom was the opposite of a strict Christian household. Oh, so the very first rap song I heard was The Show. And I was like, what is this? I was like, there was, you know, because it's like the horns and like it's a whole bunch going on, like even just the intro. And so I was like, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah.
And by the time the song was over, I was like, play it again. I want to hear it again. So that's, like, the first time that I remember, like, hearing a rap song. And I guess I still listen to it today. I don't really too much. I'm not you guys.
What is
you
that?
You know what I mean?
Like, that don't got nothing to do with that.
Everyone's journey
is
different.
You know, I'll be listening to some toxic R&B. You know, SZA.
Hey, I'll fucks with SZA.
Bro, I swear to God, I was in the parking lot today. Like,
uh-huh. I don't like that new album, but that's okay.
I was, like, in the parking lot waiting for Steven's text. And I was on Twitter scrolling, and then Blake from Workaholics tweeted that like SZA on the new album is like, yeah, I fucked your dude because I miss you or something like that.
Damn.
And it was like over like this Avril Lavigne sounding ass track, and I like was laughing so hard internally. Like I like SZA, but I haven't listened to her new album yet. But that was enticing for me. Like I gotta go listen to this album.
I got you. I ain't even got to the album yet, to be honest with you.
Steve, what's the answer to your question?
The answer to my question, I mean, like, for me, I go back.
When did you first fall in love with hip-hop? And and I would imagine it's with, like, N.W.A. or something.
Well, yeah. My
or Snoop.
Yeah, my dad was playing a lot of that Yeah, I wasn't no saint. My dad was playing a lot of that NWA, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, all throughout the house, him and my mama. Though, but what did it for me? Christmas 1993, 6 years old.
Not me being one month old, bro.
Nah, 93. Oh, yeah. You funny. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. I got that for Christmas. And after when I got that album, changed my whole life. Like, we're to the point where I used to go on my dad's car and steal his CDs and get my ass whooped for it.
Oh,
yeah, like, for real. Like, no, nah, like, seriously, beat downs.
They had CDs in 1993?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, CDs and cassettes.
I'm only 17, so. Nigga. By the time I was born, there were only MP3s. Like, are you trying to lie?
Whatever, man.
Ooh. Tomato,
loser. tomato.
Oh man, though. No, but for me, like that, and then as time progressed, getting a hold of Nas, Pac, Biggie's first album, not his second album, his first album. And then as the, you know, timeline goes
You had
down.
To throw shade like that? It's crazy. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
All right, Fred. Anywho.
R.I.P. Fred.
I just know. Yo, bro, not, Fred is looking down from the heavens anymore, like, take my motherfucking jacket off, bro.
Yeah, he wants his jacket back.
Man, y'all are so funny. But, you know, as time progressed, DMX, Nelly, Lil Wayne. And yes, Ja Rule. I'm a huge fan of Ja Rule.
I didn't say anything about Ja Rule.
Nah, but people always give him a lot of slack, though. But Ja Rule had hits. Ja Rule had hits.
Well,
do people deny that?
Yes.
Yeah, people really do deny that. They really do
I
deny
think it's
that.
Because it's Ja Rule. Like, he's kind of lame, but.
Ja Rule is not lame.
How is he lame?
He a little lame.
I can't deny, though, that the sequence of events definitely do support that, especially with, like, the Fire Festival.
Yes,
right?
That for sure.
I mean, but he was lame before that.
What constitutes him as lame?
I can't explain it.
No, hold on.
Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Whoa, give me a second.
I want to know, too. What constitutes that as lame? Like,
is it because 50 Cent just bodied this man?
I think that's what happened.
It's crazy because 50 Cent's like debut album is just a whole... I'm about to just ether Ja Rule.
I think that's what
happened. But he turns around and do 21 questions. He does.
That is the world's greatest love song.
But he was doing the same thing what Ja Rule was doing.
Look, it was 50 Cent, Megan Good, right. Nate Dogg, and the rest is history.
Girl.
Listen, you know, Megan was trying to get that toilet to flush. Yeah,
she said.
I feel like he associated himself with too many R&B singers, I think. He was never by himself.
Yes, he was.
So you're saying he's like the precursor to Drake?
Yes.
Damn.
But way lamer, because Drake is also lame, but way lamer.
I love Chevy.
Okay, yeah. That's a first. Like, and honestly, it's a first, like, hearing a woman say that Drake is lame?
Like,
yes.
No.
You rarely hear women say that.
That can't be the first time you've heard that.
It's the first time I've heard it.
It's the light-skinned face. That's the problem.
Is it because he's pouting
his lips and it's too much.
20 what?
Why are you better at selfies than I am? Like, what is...
Is it because he pulled up courtside with a teddy bear jacket?
It's sassy. It's a little sassy, but hey. He has an audience, so.
Hey, motherfuckers love him. Right. I'm not motherfuckers, but motherfuckers love him.
Right,
He's weird. I don't even like his music anymore.
Y'all
like old Drake. I don't like this new.
Is it because he was talking to Millie Bobby Brown when she was 14?
I mean, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yes.
But yeah. I think there are lots of weirdos like that in the industry, so.
It's an understatement.
Oh, no, yeah. Absolutely.
It's an understatement.
Drake's lame, Ja Rule's lame. End of story. That's all I have to say on that.
I half agree with you. But anyway.
With Drake?
No, Ja Rule.
Half. I'll give you Drake, but Ja Rule, nah.
I think the Ja Rule memes are funny. Yeah. But with my fullest conviction, I can't say that Ja Rule's lame because he got some slaps.
I felt like that even when I was younger. In his prime, I felt like he was lame, and I think it was probably because of 50 Cent.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. That dude.
No, don't be sorry. Talk right. your shit.
Oh, yeah. But all right. Next question. If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
To listen.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. At the age of 18, I felt like I was ahead of the curve because I was just associating myself with older people. However, I wasn't. When people would tell me things, I feel like this advice just goes throughout generations where people feel like they just know it all, and to just be humble and take in the advice and be receptive to it.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could easily just tell someone, hey, you could try this, and they won't do it, or just goes one ear and goes out the other.
Yeah, this yeah. is true.
And to be, because like, it happens, right? We're human. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be my advice, to be, at the age of 18, is to just listen and be receptive.
No, you're definitely, I'm with you on that one. And also, too, I'll add on, don't be afraid to take a risk. Too many times, like when you're young, you get easily persuaded by others instead of going with your gut feeling and going with your heart and what you feel that what is right. So for me, is willing to be taking the risk and just really just go after for what you want, even though it's never too late to go after what you want, though. But hey, the younger to start, the well better off you'll be.
Well said. Chevy? Mm-hmm.
I think I would tell my 18-year-old self to move.
Okay.
Not move away, but move. I did a lot of, like...
What does that mean?
Staying still. Like, there were things I wanted to do, and then I was scared, so I didn't do them. Or, like, I was letting other people decide what I should be doing.
Right.
So, it's like I stayed stuck in a lot of things. And so, now, I do live my life by, you know, move. It's like, if this isn't serving me, I'm leaving. Or... this doesn't feel right, I'm out of here. Oh, there's something better, so I'm leaving. Like, move. Keep going. Keep moving forward.
Oh, I like that.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
I'm kind of smart sometimes. I know you guys try to deny me that.
Well, ain't nobody denying you nothing other than the fact that we like Ja Rule.
Right.
Okay?
Right. You're smart. You're smart. Or how like Homer Simpson spelled, you smart. You're S-M-R-T.
Okay.
Word. Next.
Okay. What was the first pair of sneaker that you ever bought?
The first pair of sneakers I bought? Yeah. Okay. So I remembered when I was getting like allowances, like my freshman year, like I was getting money for food. I just wouldn't eat. And I would
same here.
So I would just go save money and buy used sneakers, right? Because I wasn't like skipping school to go buy the Jordans or whatever, right?
Oh yeah, that's
a lot
yeah.
of people.
Yeah, that was my era.
A lot of people was, and I just wasn't. I just wasn't with it, you know. But at that time, I do remember that I bought one of my first Jordans. I bought was some cooked Dub Zeros, and the size tag wasn't even on there. And I swear to God, there was like half a size too small for like 20, 30 bucks. And this was about 2007.
Okay.
So I bought some Whoop Dub Zeros for 20 bucks. And I felt happy because I felt like, you know, at that time, well, I had like my parents was always giving me the deal, right? It was like, you get straight A's, we'll buy you some sneakers. I'm like, okay, cool, amazing. But like, I didn't really, I earned it, but I didn't spend my money on it, right? Right. So, at that time, I spent $20 on used Whoop Dub Zeros that weren't my size. And I felt happy. I felt on top of the world. I felt like I made it. I made the band. I'm Ines. Like, I made it.
I feel that my first ones was actually freshman year, Air Force Ones.
Which ones?
Whites. White nice. And whites, yeah. Mids. Yeah, actually the
disgusting.
Mids. Fuck you. Fuck you. Men's was popular from
no, they were. Yeah, they were. They
from
were.
2001 to 2005. Like, I stand on that. No, they were popular. Right. Like, for real, though. Yeah, that was my first sneaker. And I didn't get allowance. I only just got lunch money just for the week.
Yeah.
You know, $5 a week. Saving up that $5 a week for, like, a couple of good months.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And at the time, I want to say they were like, $70, $80 around that time. Damn. So, I mean, yeah, once I had saved them up, bought them, I felt like you couldn't tell me nothing because, I mean, the high school I went to, I mean, that's what it was about Cheyenne, Chi-Town, best high school ever.
All right, move on. Yes. We're far removed from high school.
Without best high school ever, I mean, I'm just saying.
No, Chevy.
You graduated 20 years ago.
No, Chevy. There's gonna be a lot of reflecting. We was young and we was outside.
Right. We was outside.
That's how this shit works.
I was just saying, don't shout out your high school. That's all.
Why?
Yeah.
Because we're like 45. Like, we are far removed from high school.
I'm not either,
but I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
We kind of old.
What school did you go to?
I went to Canyon Springs.
Can't relate. I don't know what the environment was. I don't know what year that was. Can't relate.
Yeah, and then right after when I had
just because we cherished our high school memories.
Okay. I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying he talking about Chi-Town, the best high school. Move on.
Man, whatever, man.
Chevy, what's the first pair of sneakers you bought with no money?
They were Dunks.
Sick.
I had my first job when I was like 16.
Where you was working at?
I was working at the YMCA.
Oh, check you out.
She was at the Y before we were shooting at the Y. That's crazy.
Exactly, yeah. They were Dunks. They were those yellow and brown. They were like patent leather. Were they patent leather?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm gonna look it up. But yes, they were Dunks. That was my first pair. I bought them all by myself. I was so excited because I grew up in a hand-me-down family.
Absolutely.
So I was so excited to like pull it out the bag, open it up with the tissue paper, and there were my shoes.
Nice.
They were beautiful.
Dope.
I'm a hand-me-down person.
Back
to this
when
day.
You could just walk in and buy some Dunks.
Yeah. it's a different climate. There's a bajillion people in the world, thanks to Nick Cannon. And it's like, wow, people can't have the
thanks
access.
To who?
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Why are we blaming Nick Cannon?
Because there's a bajillion people in the world.
Okay, all right. Yes. Okay, I missed that part.
He's hilarious. <Okay. laughs>
There's a quintillion people, thanks to that man. So, yeah.
Oh, man, nah. Man, and I remember from that. Back then, like, you know, we rubber band our jeans, so
yes.
You know the blue on the jeans.
No stains on the ankle collars of your sneakers. Yeah, that was very much a thing.
Yes, man. Baggy jeans and two tall XTs. What a fucking time.
Yeah, bro.
What a fucking time.
The recreational wristbands.
Yes.
Yes. The Live Strongs. The fitteds, the pinwheel fitteds.
The basketball shorts under your jeans.
Yeah, it was active.
You guys look terrible.
It was active.
It's horrible fashions.
It's the same to be saying for y'all with the Abercrombie, the Ed Hardy, the chain wallets, party like a rock star.
The beauty slippers.
You guys were wearing those
the
things
salon
too.
Beauty slippers.
It wasn't just separate. Okay, now there you go. There you go. Now we're talking.
The salon beauty slippers with the baby fat.
Now you've got us. Yeah. Oh, apple bottom jeans. Dang.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I remember I went thrifting a few years ago and I saw the baby fat. Like the baby fat crop jacket with the fur
with
and
the fur
on the hood.
With the big cat on the back.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, she was for sure ruining
That's how
somebody's
you knew
life.
She was living life.
Yeah.
You had that
she was Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston. She was.
Oh my God.
She was
that
do
song
it.
Is wild.
She was Do It To It by Cherish. She was.
Okay, listen, I still listen to Cherish to this day.
Name two songs other than Do It To It.
There is Unappreciated.
Okay.
There is Superstar.
Okay, that's it.
Because I listen to both of those albums still. I really do. No lie.
Oh, that's funny.
All the bad girls know, you know?
Oh, Chevy said God. She was number one on someone's top 8 on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
Can't yes, absolutely.
But they were not in mine.
Can't really.
Damn.
That's how you do it.
Shit. Fucking, okay. That was a fucking time, too. MySpace was a wild time, too.
Bro,
so.
I talk about MySpace like I'm still, I can't even.
Should you still talk about MySpace?
Yes. Because we were learning HTML coding at fucking 12 years old.
We were.
talking about left bracket.
Also 12.
I was 12. I was 12 making people's MySpaces.
Shit.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When damn. I was 12, I don't even think there was social media.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely wasn't no social media around. That's crazy. Yeah, that is. That is what year crazy. Was that?
I was 12 in 2002.
See, that was my freshman year of high school.
AIM was outside in 2002.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah. It was like the precursor of like social media. So it was like, you know, you had the AIM. All right, never mind. Like, what was that other than that? Like, I don't even know.
AIM, that's what you had.
AIM, just AIM.
Right. Just. All right. You're on a deserted island.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll answer it. Yeah. No, go ahead. No, continue.
You're
continue,
on a deserted island. It doesn't matter what album, what genre, what five albums are you taking with you?
I pre-gamed this answer. So the very first answer I put was The Cool Kids, The Bake Sale, K-Tronada's Bubba, Stereo Labs, Dots and Loops,
mm-hmm.
Cortex's Trope Blue, and right. Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon. And then my honorable mention would be Tyler, the Creator, Igor.
Oh, not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. I like that. For me, my five would have to be Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Yes.
Kendrick. Name three songs. I'm just playing.
That's easy. I can't help it.
Off the Wall.
Yeah, Off the
Wall. The literal song, Off the Wall.
That one, that's a good one.
I think Got Me Working Day and Night is on there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rock With You.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites. Yes.
I was just kidding, guys.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Okay. All
right. Okay. Okay, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style.
Steve, please tell me you have these answers. Like,
I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. That album is phenomenal, very, very phenomenal. And my last one have to be Dr. Dre, The Crime.
Nice, it's a solid lineup right there. Chevy,
I'm completely unprepared for this.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're sorry. Sorry.
On behalf of Fred Steve, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with both the Cherish albums since we just talked about it.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair.
Three more.
That's fair.
Food and Liquor.
Ooh. Maybe. Like that.
Yeah,
like
that. That's a good one. That has no skips. I'm going to go with whatever two Beyonce albums you'd like to throw in there.
That's fair.
Because they're all fire.
Okay.
Specifically, sure. Lemonade has to be one of them.
What about Dangerously in Love? That's a good
one. That's my least favorite Beyonce album.
Wow.
That's my least favorite one.
What?
It is. I would have to say we'll go Lemonade in four. So both the Cherish albums, Lemonade four, Food and Liquor.
There we go. That's not bad.
They're not my top five, but that's where we are right
now. I'm so astonished.
Right. Yeah.
Listen.
But I'm also not like, I don't run the Beehive. I don't really know.
She just got so much better after that album that has to be at the bottom of the list.
That's fair.
Although,
yeah, that's fair.
Dangerously Love.
Like, the production, the vocals, the lyrics, like, it's all at the bottom of the list if you were to order all of her albums.
Man, that Dangerously in Love, though.
She stole that from Destiny's Child.
She is Destiny's Child.
Moving on. Don't make me angry. We will not disrespect Kelly and Michelle like that.
And the fourth Destiny's Child.
What about LaToya Luckett?
LaToya and LaTavia, I mean, they disrespected themselves. Don't get me started on them. We'll be here all day. Do not get me started on them.
All right, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Move on.
Do y'all know that they quit in the middle of a tour? Because they weren't allowed to have their own management? Get out of here.
I didn't know that.
They did.
I did.
They refused to get on a tour bus.
Yeah, damn, won't Beyonce daddy representing them.
Yes,
that's a travesty.
A travesty. And look at them now. Okay, well, LaToya Luckett's kind of doing her thing, but that other one.
Because it was like five? Was it five people in Destiny's Child?
No,
there were four. And then they replaced them with two other ones, but then the fourth girl just kind of fell off, and then they just left it at three.
Right.
So technically there have been what?
I thought there was like
six different members?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought there was like five.
Oh, you're talking about Girls' Time. That's before they became famous.
See, I don't know.
Yeah. There used to be like seven of them. Girls' Time.
Damn.
Star Search.
Yep.
Damn. always be a student.
Right. All right. What sneaker will represent you as a person?
I had answered that. So I have two answers.
Okay.
The first one would probably be the Nike Footscape Chukka.
Okay.
The Woven Chukka. I think that's like a really dope sneaker. It's very, it's like such an alternative sneaker. Number two would be the Converse Chuck Taylor.
Mm.
To me, that sneaker means a lot to me just growing up. I remember at some point, I grew up like Chevy. I grew up in like a hand-me-down era, whatever. My older cousin just gave me her old Chucks, and when I was like, I don't even know, like 11 or something, and I was like, oh, fire. Like, I finally don't have Skechers anymore, and I made it out Payless. And my godfather would always like clown me. Was like, yeah, you rocking with the Payless? I'm like, my mom at the time just got me Payless sneakers. I'm sorry we didn't have it like that. And boom, like, all right, I got some hand-me-down Chucks and got escalated from there. And yeah, those two sneakers are right there.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I could dig that. I could definitely dig that. For me, it had to be the Nike Air Max 1.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, calm, collective, but also willing to take risks, you know, do shit that's...
What's risky about the Air Max 1? Nothing is risky about the Air Max 1.
Though. I mean, it's classy, though, but you do have some...
means that you're annoying.
Hold on, no. You the Fila Disruptor.
Motherfucker. Oh, I'm definitely not no Fila Disruptor.
You the Fila Disruptor.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, bruh. Nah, man, nah. I ain't going out like that.
You the panda dunk. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
I'm definitely at the panda dunk.
Oversaturated.
No.
Overrated.
Nah. it's Steven. Oh, no. Steven does have like two pairs of dunks, but nah. That's funny as hell, Chevy. I guess what sneaker do you think reflects you, Chevy?
I'm going to respectfully pass on this question, but I do have an answer to piss Steve off.
I know she was going to do that.
And that is the Vans Old School, black and white.
I'm not mad at that. Oh.
Is that like...
Oh.
Listen, let me tell you a story.
There's nothing wrong with the old school. Listen, I love the old school.
Me too.
But you didn't give me that.
Every time I saw Steve, I had him on. And he used to get so mad.
Why? Well, hold on. What, Steven,
why?
But it
wasn't like
why?
I wore them every day. It was Steven, just every why? Time I saw him, I had them on. It just so happened to have them on when he saw me.
Steven,
he ran
why?
To me at Target one time and stopped me to yell at me for wearing no shoes.
Why, Steven? That's like not... It's a good... I like the old school. What's wrong with the old school?
I like them too.
Yeah, but every day.
Was it the platform?
See, he thinks... Hold on. No, they weren't the platforms. Okay, cool. No, he thinks platform. I was wearing them every day because every time he saw me, I had them on. But we didn't see each other every day. It just right. so happened to be that I had the moment we ran into each other.
That's funny as hell. But so, also, I don't know if that was like legitimately your answer, I would understand that because that's an amazing sneaker.
No, it is amazing.
That's my answer.
Yeah, cool.
That's bad. My answer.
Not bad though, but every day though. Come on, man.
I wasn't wearing them every day.
Gotta switch them.
And he told me himself that wasn't even the problem. It was that he doesn't like them. That's what he told me.
Just say you don't like the sneakers, Steven.
You don't like them. You're trying to lie now. And I don't like you lying in front of company, and I don't know what else.
Oh,
about.
My God.
Just say you don't like the sneaker, bro.
Just
it's okay.
Just say you don't like them.
I have a pair. I have the camel ones myself.
He doesn't like
Steven,
them.
Steven, I never see you with them.
Exactly.
But then again, the same situation. Like, I don't see you in them because I rarely see you.
Yeah. But yeah. Nah.
But let alone do I ever see
in
you in a pair
of
Vans.
In all the years I've known him, I've never seen him in them.
Not one pair of Vans I've ever seen.
I do have a pair of Vans, so.
Look, you ain't got to tell me or show me. Like, I just don't see you in them.
No. I wasn't showing you anyway.
Bet.
Oh, man. No, I'm enjoying this stuff with y'all, though, for real. Like seriously. Like, enjoying every bit of this. So,
what's next?
What are y'all looking? What y'all want to do in 2023? What are some things y'all want to accomplish in 2023?
I'm gonna take baby steps in 2023 with more healing, more patience. I know that's such a very vanilla safe answer, but there's a lot going on internally that I'm not going to relay or get too deep into, but. Is the process that requires the baby steps that's going to fulfill the long term that's going to happen at some point.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that. Definitely yeah. with you on that. For me, just pretty much just elevating the content, what I'm doing now. and still continue to grow, still to make fruitful connections. Because, I mean, one of the biggest advice that I got this year in 2022, and I'm a firm believer of that, your network is your net worth. And it's really pretty much by the relationships that you build with people. And they'll open up doors that you know that are pretty much like that you feel sometimes may seem impossible. But, I mean, it'll come through for you. And then once you get in a position, you'll be able to open up doors for others.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, look, this whole thing was possible because of you and the people you know. Literally, from the ceiling down. Like, this is your homie's joint, right?
Yes.
Shout out to your homie.
Yes. Shout out to my boy, Robert Garner. You know, Art House Hookah Lounge, you know.
On Sahara and West.
Yeah, Sahara, but I'll say Sahara and Jones.
Sahara and Jones.
Yeah, Sahara and Jones.
Sahara and Lindell in the cut.
It's real swaggy in here, y'all. I just want y'all to know that. I've never been here. This is my first time, I like it. I'm going to come back during business hours.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. No, it's a vibe. Definitely a vibe.
So. Chevy, what are you looking forward to in 2023?
In 2023, I'm tapping into my potential. That's the plan. I am already starting. I'm really, like, I feel like I have, like, a lot of things that I could be doing that could probably make me a lot of money, too. But I'm just real unorganized and all over the place. So,
that's
I'm going
to. Oh, that's fair. I feel you.
Feel like I need to sit down and make a plan. But I've already started. I've already cut my next year into quarters, and I have goals for each quarter. So, we're going to start eating away at those goals every quarter.
Well, I could dig that.
Tapping into my potential.
I could dig that. I could definitely dig that. Definitely dig that. And I mean, that's all it really is about, just tapping in to the potential and the talents that we all have inside of us, really. And that's what it's really all about, though. But I mean, just with this, like, this has just been a growing process, you know. You know, from, you know, recording, setting schedules, you know.
Let it be known that growth is not linear. So, meaning you will have ups and downs, and that shit is never all the way up
this
from here.
This has been a roller coaster.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This has been a roller coaster.
No, yes, absolutely, though. But I'm just so.
Real quick, though, I do want to go back to what Chris was saying a little bit ago, where he was giving you your flowers. I want to give you your flowers, too, even though you literally get on my nerves.
Oh yeah, bro.
It's you get on my nerves. But
that's love.
Yeah, yes. No, love. I really do love him, but he just you got to take a break sometimes because Steve will make you want to move furniture if you let him. Like let him get under your skin.
Steve gives me high blood pressure sometimes, that's like the
part of his
100% part of his charm. Gets under your skin, but you let it. And that's Steven.
Yeah, when it's the problem. It's the letting it. When you let him, that's when it really gets to you. But outside of that, you did come to me and you asked me to help with, you know, like marketing and coming up with business plans and all that stuff. So that you guys technically were my first client as far as social media management and marketing and all that stuff goes. You didn't have to do that. You saw something in me, you believed in me, and you let me come on and get like gain some experience around it. So I really appreciate that. Always listen. You were a difficult client.
No,
I'm just like,
no, it's true as hell. Steven did not listen 100%.
We used to argue so much. That's not why I'm no longer here, but we did used to argue a lot.
But to add on, I remember just because we're going down with the exchange of flowers in memory lane, I do remember that a buddy of mine was presented with an opportunity to do stuff with Adidas in SoCal, and he asked me to go, and I was like, maybe this was like 2 days before the event, and I was like, Steve, we got to go out and network with people out at this thing. And I remember driving to Southern California in my car, and me and Steven were just talking about the future of the pod, things of that nature, and I truly believe in his vision, because at the end of the day, when you see the vision and then the passion becomes the catalyst for your vision, then the reality will make itself happen. I think that Steve and myself and Chevy are both, all three of us at least, have been passionate about, I guess the safety word would be culture. Like, me and Steve are both dancers, and we're both people who love sneakers, right? We're both very, I'm more passionate about sneakers than music, which is part of the reason why I kind of left the pod. Steve's passionate about sneakers and music, and that becomes his vehicle for the pod, because he actually listens to music and is updated. I don't update with music. Half my list is French house. French house and French jazz. Like, let's be real.
Oh, no, yeah.
So Steven is definitely super more than validated and more than you deserve it. You deserve what you're putting your best foot forward in. And now we are here.
Man, thank you. I'm at a loss for words right now.
Major growth here.
Major
very
growth.
Very proud of you.
Man, thank you.
You changed your name. You now Fred. Look at you. You got a new haircut. You got a different vehicle. We done went through X amount of hookah lounges together.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been lots of location changes. Huh?
Lots of location changes.
Yes. Yes. No, yes, absolutely, man. But
that goes to show you when you have a vision, nothing stops it. So
you're right. And man, I just want to just say, like, all you guys, like, you know, thank you. Like, from the bottom of my heart, just like just taking a chance on me and just believing in me. Cause I'm not gonna lie, like, sometimes, I mean, I'm not human, I'm not perfect. I get worried.
No, you are human. You're not perfect.
Yeah.
We know.
I get worried, like, the next person, and even sometimes I just be like, you know, like, what if I fail, this and that. But, I mean, the setbacks, even though, like, endure setbacks and personal setbacks, it's always building up for, like, you know, a major comeback, like, and just being better than ever, though. But, I mean, this vehicle couldn't have taken off, like with you. With Nico, with Will, with you, Chave, with Ron, Chevy, Ryan, and most of all, as of right now, Nikki. And I definitely want to touch on Nikki. Nikki has been like the backbone and the fire behind my back. Like, really, just she's been putting in endless amounts of work day in and day out. And she's just as much as passionate about the culture, just as much as I am.
Yeah, man, on the tail end of my career on Laced Rhymes, Nikki had picked up where I left off, and she was very opinionated and vocal about her feelings towards a lot of the things we're into, whether it was music,
mm-hmm.
sneakers, the culture, hot takes, even news, I guess. Yes. News within the culture, because we don't talk on the immediate news on surface level regarding the outside world of culture, right? Because they think,
right,
that's just oil and water. No, we ain't doing that. But, Nikki, I give you your flowers. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, yes, absolutely. 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 So, man, this is about it. We're coming down towards the end of the tailwind, man. But, I mean, I definitely enjoyed this, like, you know, a lot with you guys, because, I mean, a lot of people don't even make it to this stage, especially when they're building content or creating content. Let's just be honest about that. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, some, and I get it, some take different paths, or some just don't have that fire in them. And I just feel like whatever you do, you gotta treat it like a process. It's like a cake. Like, you gotta put all the ingredients into the cake so it can be perfect.
Okay, metaphors.
I mean, because, I mean, if you skip the process, like, it's not gonna turn out the way you want it.
Yeah, man, it's definitely it's not an overnight process. It's not an over-year process. I don't give a damn who you are.
Right.
It's not an over-year process. So, yes, Steven, thank you for giving me the opportunity. for everything.
Yes.
You're going to open many doors for yourself. You're going to open many doors who follow suit.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you.
I actually fully believe that as well. Steve pours into me a lot, even though I give him a hard time on purpose. But he does pour into other people a lot. So I think this is the fruits of that. Here we are.
Thank you. Okay, before we get up out of here, where they can find you at? What you guys is on social media? Where they can find y'all at?
My Instagram handle is Chris, KRYS.Fab. You can also follow the Facebook group Vegas Sneakerheads Going 11 Years Strong on Facebook. And yeah, that's all I got.
Oh no, yeah, absolutely. What about you, Chevy?
You guys can find me on Instagram. And it's a Shuve, SHUV, 5 A's.
Oh my God.
So Shuve. That's my Instagram handle. Or you can also check me out on my own podcast, I Was Too Busy.
Yes. Yeah. I Was Too Busy. Y'all need to check that out.
New episodes every Monday.
Yes. It's a dope podcast. Very, very dope podcast.
Thanks.
No, yeah, absolutely, though. But as y'all can see, y'all can always find us here at Lace Rhymes, Instagram, Lace Rhymes, TikTok, Lace Rhymes, Twitter, Lace Rhymes, YouTube, Lace Rhymes, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend.
iHeartRadio, Lace Rhymes, the podcast app on iOS, Lace Rhymes.
Look at that branding.
I miss doing this.
Look at that branding.
Yes.
I miss this, but I don't miss this. So,
yeah. No, I appreciate y'all. No, for real. Like 100. Like, this is monumental. And I mean, just going to keep on going up and shooting for the stars. So I'll see y'all 200. Yeah.
I'll see you 200. At episode 200. I'll see you in 2023. I'll see you in 2024, 2025, et cetera.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely, though. But until then, it's your boy, Skeeter Steve.
This is Chris.
Chevy.
Lace Rhymes. We out.